Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Now, there is definitely something about Mary. I have to come out of the closet and say I love Mary.
I love you too, Marty.
And yes, I am talking about Mary Kennedy, who's my guest in studio this morning on Countrywide. Very popular broadcaster the nation loves, who's kept us company with Open House, brought us to every corner of Ireland with Nationwide, and wowed us with her accomplished performances on everything from the Eurovision to Dancing with the Stars. And later this month, her new series, Moving West, starts on TG Cahir, where Mary will visit people all over the country who have made the decision to swap the city for the country. You are most welcome, or should I say, Dia Gwyth, Conestato.
Dia Smirgwyth, Tashig Adasavan, so Marty.
Let's go back to English
now. Okay.
I need lessons from you, Oscar. I love the language. You're a dub, but you've been fascinated for a long time by the story of people moving from the city down to the countryside.
Absolutely. From the 70s, when a man called Jim Connolly wrote a book, he was part of the Rural Resettlement Group. It was the 80s. And he wrote a book called Do You Think You Like the Wind? And it was about people from the inner city relocating to rural Ireland, particularly in West Clare, where, you know, they didn't have many advantages in the city. Mm. And the case studies were just gorgeous. So and they all did well. And I was fascinated by that. I would never kind of not live in the Dublin area, in the greater Dublin area, because my family is around.
Sure.
But I take every opportunity to just get into the car and turn left and go down the M50 and the N7 and the N4. So this was really, feeding into something that I really value and appreciate. And it was so nice to hear the stories of people who had taken the leap, and because it does take courage and you are uprooting yourself, but like it's a very positive story. The people who have done it have just, I don't know, there's just been a thing about breathing. You know, and you spoke to people earlier in the programme in Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
You know, there's digital hubs all over the place because that is essential. People have to be able to work and live in this setting.
And on that basis, I mean, I was surprised that in the Hive in Carrick and Shannon, a lot of them were local people who are working. But there are people, and you found it in your own programme, who want to just go down to Carrigan, to places, beautiful Carrigan, Shannon, who might have no connection with the place, but they just want to breathe, to enjoy the countryside.
Yes, and it is about the quality of life. I mean, I spent 15 years loving getting up very early and going out the road for Nationwide. But from 6:30, you would see these snakes of cars coming into the city. Now, these were people who were leaving places as far away, maybe as Port Leash or Mullingar, and they must have gotten up at silly o'clock. They were taking sleeping babies and bringing them to childminders, and then the reverse on the way home. And I think COVID kind of precipitated this desire with people who had maybe a tiny link with the country, and they were going to be working remotely, so why not from, you know, a place where they could have a quality of life? And nobody, Marty, gets to the end of their life and says, I wish I'd spent less time with my children.
Yes.
So, but there's a lot of people who get to the end of their life and say, I wish I'd spent more time with their children. And everybody we spoke to was just enjoying the environment, the work-life balance, and the fact that they could either work from home or they could go to the hubs. And as you said, there is a website you can find out where those hubs are all over the place.
Talk to me about Mary now, but just for a minute, because you're born and bred in Dublin, but you've strong rural links, don't you?
Well, my sister lives on the Aran Islands.
That's as good as it gets. That qualifies.
And my daughter is married, but she's living in Limerick City. But she's married to a man from Maru, so that's
Maru Bohar, I know well. Beautiful,
very lovely.
Maru.
Yeah. I just think we've always had a draw to the country. Both my parents were born in around the cattle markets in Dublin, but my mother's family came from rural Carlow, down around the Fighting Cocks, and part of our, at the highlight of our summer holidays, it just was the highlight, was the trip down to Mick and Kate on the farm in at the Fighting Cocks. And I'd say they were preparing, they were kind of, battening down the hatches for a week before we arrived, because we lived next door to our cousins and there were three boys there and then the four of us. And then I'd say they were recovering for a week afterwards. It's like, oh, there's an egg. Ooh, how did that egg end up there in a haystack? But it was, oh, it was just so lovely. And I can remember we actually visited it for the ploughing, because that's the land. Sean Esmond is now running it. And we had some old telecine, you know, the cine camera footage. And there was footage of me as a 10-year-old bringing a hen for a walk around the yard, and the hen had a lead on. You'd probably be reported for that now. But it was so sweet and so lovely. And we'd be sent home with apple tarts and potatoes and cabbages. You know, and that's the kind of thing that we're, you know, I know that's 60s. Yes. And I know this is 21st century. But it is a quality of life that we're talking about, Marty. And the moving west, I mean, it's absolutely wonderful.
And do you think things have changed because of COVID? Or indeed, was that movement beginning to happen before COVID arrived?
I think what's happened with COVID is people were obliged to work from home and found that it worked, that it was possible. I think a lot of employers who might have been a little bit nervous about productivity and presentism, isn't that a word they use? Putting your coat on the back of the chair and going off for a coffee. But that they realised that people were working efficiently and productively, and therefore it was possible. And also, the government has this programme called Our Rural Future, and they have committed to rolling out the broadband in all over the place. The digital hubs are up and running, and also to kind of giving a quality of life to people. So a lot of the people I asked, you know, what advice would you give to people who were thinking of doing this? If you do it, you've got to muck in. You've got to become part of the community. And that's important as well.
Well, let's take a listen to a young couple that you met in Lewsburg in County Mayo.
We came for a holiday, decided not to come home. And then piece by piece, it's sort of fallen into place. And here we are. Yeah.
About to open a coffee shop, Louis?
That's right. Yeah. Kind of just snowballed into what we have now. So just about to open a new cafe in Lewsburg, in the town there.
It's something we've always wanted to do, and maybe in the past it hasn't felt 100% possible for us, you know, just what with our working commitments. And with the pandemic, it gave us the opportunity to try, and now it feels like completely possible. So we're thrilled.
How do you compare the life that you have now with the life that you had before?
I think we've kind of just taken everything that we enjoyed in our previous life and put it in a better setting.
That's exactly it. You know, I love to walk in the outdoors. Louis loves to cycle. And all of that is just absolutely taken to a whole new level when this is your landscape. We just absolutely love it. And we're really excited as well about when things open back up here and the cultural scene that's available around in the area too.
And Louis, with you opening a coffee shop, you'll never be short of a good cup of coffee, Trina, will you?
No, and he's the chef too, so I get some lovely meals.
It's like a busman's holiday.
We'll all be going to Lewsburg and County Mayo. But that kind of, what they're saying there describes it all, doesn't
it? Absolutely, because that's Katrina and Louis, and they were living in Dublin. He was working in the hospitality sector. She's working, still is, in banking. And he lost his job when the pandemic began. And they did have, she had a tradition of going to Lewsburg as a child on holidays. They went down and she said for a holiday, and they decided to stay. Now she's working in the bank. She comes up twice a month for team meetings. He has opened this coffee. Well, it was just about to open when we were down there. I presume it's up and running now. And they have a little 2-year-old girl. And, you know, what's not to like? They're just, they're committed. And they have, it's a super setting. Well, you know Lewsburg.
Oh,
it's
Lewsburg,
a gorgeous part of the country.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And maybe they'll be celebrating something quite soon in Mayo, will they?
Well, you never know. The people of Tyrone might disagree with you, but I know what you're on about.
Yes,
we're looking forward
to
that today week, the All-Ireland football
goodness,
final.
Oh my goodness, it'll be very exciting.
Now, the interesting thing is that Moving West is a programme for TG Cahir, as is Guaranteed Irish, the business programme airing later in the year. That clip is in English, but you needed your Gaeilge, obviously, for T.G. Carr. Now, I know, obviously, we've discussed that you're born and bred in Dublin, but where did that love of the Irish language come from, Mary?
Well, it came from a very, I suppose, motivational teacher that I had in the secondary school. She was from Kerry. Joan Redmond was her name. And she sent a group of us down to Balnair Teirig in when we were in fifth year. And I just, gosh, I just loved it. It was a bit like, you know, people who are moving west now. I just got this sense of space and expansiveness, and just people had time to talk to you. But my mother, in fairness to her, both she and my father, they left school as soon as they could because the money was needed in their families. But when we started, you know, kind of going through the ranks in primary school and going into secondary school, then she actually went Gaelin, fair play to them, organised Irish language classes in Clondalkin Village, and she went and did them so that she could help us with our Irish grammar.
Oh,
and
yeah,
fair
wonderful.
Play to her. Yeah, yeah. And I'm, like she, my brother and his cousins next door, my two brothers and cousins, they were kind of reluctant students, but she persevered.
That would be me now if I was related to you. That would be
for
me.
All of what she went through with them.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you're just fabulous, as you know. We're great. We're friends away from here, obviously. But I understand that last weekend your family celebrated the christening of your second grandchild down in Limerick.
Yes, down in Limerick.
Holly.
She's 9 months old. And she and her mammy are coming up now. We're having a girly weekend. And Benny and Paddy are having a little a boys' weekend down in Limerick.
I think I might call into the boys if I get home. And when, I presume it's going to be a long weekend. Anyway, I'm sure you're looking forward to that. That
Absolutely.
Sounds like great. Well, Moving West runs from the 23rd of September. That's a Thursday night at 9 p.m. for 6 weeks. Mary Kennedy, always a pleasure.
Gormil Magath.
Thank you so much. Gormil Magath.